Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 23 and 24. We'll pick it up from halfway through verse 22. It reads, "You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." You have come to God, the judge of all men. That could be scary. Or it could be reassuring. Surely it's that God as the judge holds no fear for us now. Not like that day on Mount Sinai. The contrast is continuing here between Sinai and Zion, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, Moses and Jesus, the contrasting of the congregation of Moses with the congregation of Jesus. And here we are, with the righteous men, the spirits of righteous men made perfect, perhaps including the heroes of Hebrews chapter 11, and perhaps all the Old Testament people of faith in general. And so now we don't stand here with fear. We stand here with reassurance. Abel's blood is mentioned here in verse 24. And this sprinkled blood of Jesus speaks a better word than that blood. It reminds me of the great hymn, "Glory Be to Jesus." One verse reads, "Abel's blood for vengeance pleaded to the skies, but the blood of Jesus for our pardon cries." And that is the big difference. Abel's blood spoke condemnation to his murderer. Genesis 4, verse 10. The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." It spoke condemnation. But instead, now we have Jesus. And Moses mediated the first covenant, but Jesus has mediated this new one, and through his own blood. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. What sprinkling is that? Sprinkling with the blood of Jesus, isn't it? That's 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. That's what gives us this access to God. That's what means that we're not condemned. I think the writer is saying to the Hebrews, how could anyone who has come to Mount Zion, to this new covenant, possibly want to return to Sinai? Who would want to go back to that old covenant? Think of the characteristics and the difference between these two. Mount Sinai and that old covenant in Exodus. The mountain not to be touched, with blazing fire, darkness, gloom, whirlwind, trumpet blast, fearful sound of God's words, Moses full of fear and trembling. Who'd want to go there? And then there's Mount Zion, the new covenant, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, myriads of angels in festal gathering, the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, God, the judge of all, the spirits of the righteous made perfect, Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and this sprinkled blood better than that of Abel. Who'd want to go back to the old covenant? Let's step forward into the new, enjoy the new, be devoted to the new, never go back on the new covenant. That is the temptation for these people that are being written to go back on their devotion to Jesus Christ, to try and put together the old and the new covenants. Let us not go backwards in our faith and our commitment and our devotion to what is right and true. Let's hold on to it tightly, because what we have is so much better than any alternative. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 25. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can find me on Twitter, mccx. And if you'd like to find us in iTunes, just type mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.